Well, 21 minutes after 7 on this Thursday morning, that means time for us to find out what's happening in and around Stark County. And on our WHBC Newsline this morning, we have Stark County Administrator Brant Luther. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Pam.
There he is.
Technical.
That's okay. You know how it goes. It's just good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice, too. January's flying by, isn't it?
I know. I can't believe it. We're pushing hard through the month of January. So tell me, yesterday was a big day in economic development for Stark County, wasn't it?
It was huge. And, January is usually kind of a boring month, but yesterday was so exciting for not only economic development, but job creation in Stark County. Yesterday, the commissioners and I had the privilege of attending the grand opening of the brand new Tractor Supply Distribution Center that has just been built on Sterilite Street in Navarre on the site of the old county farm.
Yeah.
Company broke ground on the massive project back in June of 21 and just opened operations on December 6th at the facility, but yesterday was the grand opening. And although this new distribution center will be Tractor Supply's 9th distribution center, it will be the largest in the U.S. and is valued at $70 million. The building itself is a whopping 900,000 square feet. Now, Pam, just to give you a little perspective on how massive that building is, that is the size of 16 football fields.
Oh.
It's just a monster.
Yeah.
It has 40 shipping docks. It has 49 receiving docks. So, again, you have all these supplies, materials, and inventory coming in from all over the U.S., and then it's going out the other side to the Tractor Supply stores. They're a company, they turn 85, well, let me back up a minute. That warehouse can hold 50,000 pallets of inventory. That's a lot of pallets stacked, very, very high. They turn 85 this year as a company, and they have 2,100 stores across the U.S. In fact, three of those stores are right here in Stark County. One is there in Navarre, one is in Canton and up in Jackson Township, and one is in Alliance. This new distribution center will be the hub for supplying 250 of those stores, mainly in the East Coast. But a very unique and interesting thing about this new building is that it is completely powered by 10,000 solar panels that are mounted across its roof. In fact, specifications of the roof had to be specialized in order to hold all that weight, because you can imagine how much 10,000 solar panels weigh. It's estimated that the solar panel arrays that are up there will generate 5 million kilowatts of electricity every year. So they're very excited about just that whole unique piece of what they've done there. Once fully staffed, the distribution center is expected to employ between 500 and 600 people. And yesterday it was neat to see that Tractor Supply has already begun investing in our community. At the grand opening, the company presented $5,000 checks to several of our local organizations here in Stark County, including Stark County 4-H Youth Development, which was really neat to see, the Boys and Girls Club of Maslin, and the RG Drake Center's Future Farmers of America program. So it was neat to see them already, putting roots down and becoming part of our community. And so, Pam, the commissioners are very proud to welcome Tractor Supply to Stark County and locally for working together as a team to get Tractor Supply to choose Stark County as the site for its distribution center. In fact, there were so many partners that worked cooperatively together to make this project a reality. The Stark Board of Trade, which is the six foundations that came together to buy that land, the Stark Economic Development Board, the Stark County Port Authority, the commissioners helped with tax incentives, the Village of Navarre, Jobs Ohio, Team NEO, the Ohio Development Services Agency, and the list goes on. But Pam, my point is that no one person or entity can land a project like this by themselves. There really has to be a good team, including local and state officials, who are not hot dogging it and who are working cooperatively together to attract a project of this size. And that's exactly what happened here in this community, as everyone worked seamlessly to roll out the red carpet and then did the hard work to get it done and to keep Stark County moving forward. I mean, it's really been a privilege to see this happen up close. It really has.
And it's cool to see the county farm be utilized. I mean, obviously that was, you know, the goal. And but also, you know, Brent, this is a national story, because I was trying to do a little bit of research on it and reading up about Tractor Supply, and it is their largest distribution center, and they are very, very proud of this facility. They are very proud of it.
They really are, and you can tell they put a full court press on to get people to the grand opening. There were hundreds of people at this grand. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen something with that much excitement. They had the Fearless Band there. They had the Canton Fire Department there. Two of the guys, I forget what his rank is, but Officer Cook rappelled off the building with a flag and ran over, and then they put the flag up the flagpole. The Fearless Band is playing. They had the canine officers there. The band then marched everyone into the building. I mean, it was a big deal. The Attorney General of the state was there. Congressman Johnson was there. They are here and they are proud. And it was interesting to hear the employees talk about the culture that is Tractor Supply. They seemed very proud to work there. They say they feel valued, which is, you know, huge. You want to feel valued when you go to work. So it was just a neat experience all around, and just very happy to welcome them to our community. And you're right, it's a national thing. And we're plugged into that. To that company, which is just growing by leaps and bounds, which it's really neat to see that story as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you for filling us in and bringing us up to date on all that, because that's great news for everyone in Stark County. And it's good talking to you. And
nice to have good news once in a while.
It is. It's great.
To you too, Pam.
Thanks.